Hello, hello. It is Tuna. Nate gave me the shout out. So I appreciate that. I'll shout Nate back out. I just met him, and I think we're already good friends. Hopefully he's listening and can confirm that. We have a great show for you here today. And by we, I mean me. It is me, Tuna, by myself, in the studio. So it's going to be all my music. I hope you like a lot of bad music. And honestly, I think I'm going to fill up the time today, the non-music parts, by reading a top 10 list. One of my favorite things to do in my free time, and hopefully you're going to enjoy it too. To give you a little sneak preview of this top 10 list for today, I'm just going to read the title. It's the Top 10 Mind-Shattering Mandela Effects. Obviously, after Nelson, not obviously, but Mandela comes from Nelson Mandela. And the little description at the top of the list is, named after former South African leader Nelson Mandela, the term Mandela Effect was used to describe the collective experience in which many believe that he had died in the 1980s while in prison. The fact, however, is that he was released in 1990 and died in 2013. Basically, a collective forgetting or misremembering. There's going to be 10 of them, and I'm going to be going over them. Hopefully, you find them interesting. But to start off, we have some great music, in my opinion, and hopefully yours too. Here is the first song.
I don't know you, but I want you all the more for that. Words fall through me and always fool me, and I can't react. And games that never amount to more than they're meant will play themselves out. Take this sinking boat and port it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You have a choice.
Raise your hopeful voice. You have a like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly. I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I've had too much caffeine. Thinking about myself, and then there she was, in platform double suede. Yeah, there she was, like disco lemonade. Yeah. I smell sex and candlelit here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah. I smell sex and in my chair. Who's that casting devious stares in my direction? Mama, this surely is a dream. Dig it. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, mama, this surely is a dream. Yeah, yeah, mama, this must be my.
Told me, keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
I found
out from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Tell me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone?
Call me on the phone.
Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy.
Not like them, baby.
Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So call me a
Alright, I'm back. The music is done for now. One little thing before I get started on this top 10 list, although I do have an update on that. I need to say that this is DJ Tuna, and you are listening to Mawona, half of Mawona. James is out for today. And you're also listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So, in the three songs that you just heard, let me just name them. Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, that was just now. Then there was Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground, a one-hit wonder. And Falling Slowly by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Urglova, from the Once motion picture soundtrack. So in that little interlude, I actually looked at the top 10 list that I was planning to read, the top 10 world-shattering Mandela effects, and I realized that it was maybe the most uninteresting list I've ever seen in my life. And the website I was on was kind of bad and boring. So I went to a more unhinged one. This is the top10s.com. This is what I know and love because it's absolutely hilarious. Literally anyone can make a top 10 list and the comments are like gold every single time. So what I found for today is the top 10 best insults, disses, and burns. This is objective. This is like actually the top 10. This is not a subject. This is like science. Don't argue with it, basically. And the principal investigator is Heather, literally just Heather, no picture, just Heather, all lowercase. Heather made this list, and so it is from the dark, twisted mind of Heather. I'm going to start at 10. I'm going to give you a few before we go back to the music. I'll eventually get through all of them. Just scrolling down here. Okay, the first one is, hey, you have something on your chin. Third one down. That's the insult. That is the whole insult. I don't really know why anyone would ever say this. Like, what would cause some... Like, there's no... There doesn't seem to be any lead into this at all. It just... Yeah. I mean, okay, let's look at the comments. Okay, one of the top... Actually, literally the top comment is, I laughed so hard my face turned purple and I blacked out for a sec. Then I kept on laughing. I don't know why that's the most upvoted comment. That's like, that could be said about any of these. Okay, here's another comment. This one's so funny. I used it on this guy at school after telling me to go jump off of the Empire State Building. And it was true. He had something on his third chin. That's great. That's like not even, he's not even memeing. He actually had something on his third chin. That's really, I mean, it's actually kind of helpful. It's not even really an insult in this case. This person was actually trying to help this dude out. All right, that was number 10. Number 9, your mama is so fat, not even Dora could explore her. That is good. I would say that's pretty, that fits at number 9. Let's see what the comments have to say. Okay, clever clog zero said, another bad insult, but I suggest you use it for critical situations, as this insult could hurt emotions badly. Thank you, clever clog zero, for looking out for the emotions of our enemies. This is clearly an insult that will be taken to heart. I don't know what makes it so visceral, according to Clever Clogs. Maybe it, the cultural reference really enlivens it, I would say. If you know Dora, you know what this insult means. You know how deep it cuts. Let's see. Another comment says, ha ha ha, so funny. I used this in a cuss fight with my enemy, and he was speechless. Me and my friends were laughing their heads off. God, this grammar is horrible. Me and my friends were laughing their heads off, and he was like his usual shocked face with his mouth stretched. It even funnier because he wears glasses, but you can't say I'm being rude to peeps who wear glasses because I wear glasses myself. My God, there's a whole story. Hee 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 hee, can't stop laughing. Way to go, girl. P.S. I don't care if you're a boy. What in God's name? This is rambling. This is like a James Joyce novel. This is insane. I don't, like, what would compel you to type all this on your computer and then press enter? Especially on thetop10s.com. Anyways, number 8. You're so ugly. Hello Kitty said goodbye to you. Okay. Another cultural reference. I don't know if this one hits as hard. I'm not a huge fan of this one, but maybe the comments will be hilarious. Okay. One top comment is, I said this to my boyfriend. He got so insulted. Why would you say this to your boyfriend? Like, what? Okay. I said this to my boyfriend. He got so insulted, but was impressed at how witty I was. Wow. That is, I mean, modern relationships, am I right? But was impressed at how witty I was. Love Hello Kitty, though. Classic toy. This is so genius and easy to remember. I'm going to use it all the time. Thanks to this website, my boyfriend is even winding me... What? My boyfriend is even winding me up so I give him more witty insults. Brilliant. Why did 6 people feel compelled to upvote that? That was insane. None of it made... Maybe because this person said classic toy. That Hello Kitty is a classic toy. Maybe that's what they're upvoting, because nothing here is coherent. Another comment. No, just no. That is bad. So bad. Seriously, if I said this to the school bully, I guess there's one school bully at this person's school. If I said this to the school bully, he'd come up with some mean remark about babies and children programs and ridicule me. So sad not voting for this one. What? Where did babies and children programs come into this? There's like a lot. I don't. Is that the full comment? There's so much missing. So much information. Okay. Well. Okay. I'm going to keep the next few for our next little break. But yeah, I hope you're enjoying the list so far. I personally think it's much better than the Mandela Effect list that could have been. But now we're going to go back to the music. And the first one is a long song, so sit back and enjoy it. Here we go.
Thank you. song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
ሳምለጀኔም ልጅም ትገቡ ይሉናል የተሰቀለውን ማን ያወርድልናል ናኖ ናኖ ናይ מגע בידייך שיבוא ויעיר למשמע כל צחוקי נו 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 פסו ורמסו מול מגע של ידייך באוזנייך לוחש שואל מי זה קורא לך הלילה תקשיבי נשאר בכל עלייך אל חלומך מי שם נפשו שתהיה מאושרת מי ישים יד ויבנית ביתך מי ייתן חייו ישימה מתחתייך מי כאפר
All right, we are back. I am back. And I have a PSA to read for everyone. So let me pull that out. All right, this is a little difficult to maneuver, talking into the mic and reading this PSA. But you know what? I'm a big boy. I'm doing it. So this is Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA. I'm pretty sure that this is relevant because it says, there's a little picture with a graphic. And it says, the caption says, storm surge from the Northeast Blizzard of 1978. I would imagine the blizzard happened during the winter, and it is November something? It's November 3rd, so winter is coming. And it's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. Yeah, so that PSA actually goes out to my housemates because we almost never have food in our house. So shout out to them. But, you know, that's on me as well. That's one-fifth on me. Okay, Siri is taking down everything I'm saying. X that out. Alright, back to our top 10 list, and we only have another 16 minutes, so I'm gonna try to get through these pretty quick. Number 7 is, you're so ugly. When you popped out, the doctor said, aw, what a treasure. And your mom said, yeah, let's bury it. Alright. So, another pretty cringe one. But you know what? This person thought it was hilarious. They said, laugh out loud. This is hilarious. This is funny in any situation and is also useful if someone who is butt ugly is targeting you, but the results could get you into a fight. All right. Well, if you're ever in a situation with someone who is butt ugly is targeting you, I'm interested to know, like, I feel like anyone who gets in such a situation will always just think that the person who's targeting them is ugly. Like, are you really getting targeted and you're like, oh, wow, that person's pretty goddamn attractive. Like, that person's gosh darn attractive. Like, I don't know. I don't think anyone ever thinks that when they're getting targeted by another person, no matter what. Like, if I'm getting targeted by Brad Pitt, I'll still probably say he's ugly, you know? But I don't know. I guess this is just good in any situation when you're getting targeted then. All right, speeding through this. Oh, another, you are so ugly. You are so ugly that when your mama dropped you off at school, she got a fine for littering. Okay, that's a pretty good one. The top comment is, that was so tight, I couldn't even come up with that, and I'm Eminem. Why? Okay, the next comment's basically responding. He said, the person who said he was Eminem at the comment about this isn't Eminem, because Eminem does use computers or smartphones. I assume they meant to say doesn't use computers or smartphones. Yeah, he doesn't use them, and he is someone as shady records working as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. Wow. This person is legitimately an Eminem wizard. Like, he knows everything about Eminem. Shady records? What? Like, actually knowledgeable. And you know what society isn't talking about? The fact that the top comment that said this person was, that they were Eminem, has 963 upvotes. But the person who basically debunked it only has one upvote. What is that about? Can someone please tell me? This is ridiculous. All right, number 5. Your family tree is a cactus because everybody on it is a prick. All right, well, that's a bit inappropriate. I think I might get audited for that one. But let's see, any good comments, anything about Eminem? No. No, this is pretty bland. I'm just going to go to the next one. Okay, number four. It looks like your face caught on fire and someone tried to put it out with a fork. Wow. My sister told me this the other day, and she also said, hey, you must have fallen out of the ugly tree and hit all the branches on the way down. All right, you know what? This person should not have introduced a new insult. That goes against the spirit of this whole list. But anyways, she also said, did you fall from heaven? Because your face is seriously messed up. Laugh out loud, love her. Okay, so this person just introduced two new insults in the comment and loves their sister. That's great. I'm glad you love your sister who insults you at supersonic speeds. Let's see. Yeah, people are just basically praising it. Nothing interesting. All right. Well, we have three left, and I'm going to say that for the last few minutes. So we're going to go back to the music. Next up, we have Little Arctic Monkeys. So enjoy.
Pacific Ocean. Now I wanna be yours. Secrets I have held in my heart are harder to hide than I thought. Maybe I just wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. I wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be yours. Wanna be yours.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you too. You'll see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too. Desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
All right, all right, we're back. You were just listening to the Arctic Monkeys and a song about monkeys called I Want to Be Like You, the Monkey Song, Louis Prima, from the OG Jungle Book cartoon. I don't know if you have ever watched it, but that was a very formative movie from my childhood. But anyways, that's it for the music, and we're going to finish up this list. I went over these. These are getting into some murky waters. So let's see what y'all think. Number three, Shut Up. Good start. Shut Up. You'll never be the man your mother is. It's a little bit of, I don't know, a bit of misogyny tinted. For sure, not a nice insult, that's for sure. But one comment says, I just used this in a line. I just used this line in a battle of wits with my best friend. Ah, yes, the classic battle of wits. I laughed so hard when I heard this. I don't know when I heard this. You used it. What do you mean you laughed so hard when you heard it? You said it. Anyways, he, my friend, eventually lost the battle of insults. Okay, so it went from a battle of wits to a battle of insults. Or maybe those are equivalent things in this person's mind. My friend eventually lost the battle of insults, and this was my first stepping stone to victory! Exclamation point. And yes, I would totally use this insult in any context. It's absolutely hilarious. Could get you into fights, though. Why does every single comment warn you about getting into a fight if you use any of these insults? Like, who are these people getting into fights and from insults like this? I don't think if you use this insult on someone, they would just look at you and, like, even if they wanted to fight you, they would honestly not want to fight you after you use any of these insults. They're so ridiculous. All right. Number two. This one's loaded for sure. You're a failed abortion whose birth certificate is an apology from the condom factory. All right. Okay, the comments are hilariously unhinged. Let's see, which one should I read? I think this might, honestly, the three top comments might be the same person because they use similar wording and they, like, okay, I'm just going to read. This is absolutely amazing. Why isn't this number one? It's the most creative one I've seen that I haven't heard before. This is something to say to that person who bullies your friend or that guy who stole your bike. Okay, first of all, if the guy stole your bike and you're able to say this insult to them, it means you're in front of that person. And if you're in front of the person who stole your bike, I think something else should be done than just insulting them. So, unless you're saying this insult, like, into the world and hoping that somehow the guy who stole your bike just hears it, no matter where they might be. Whatever. My favorite insult for debate, especially for a certain ASCAP on my team who just loves being a pain in my neck. Whoever thought of this comment deserves to be a billionaire. All right, and one last one. You must have been born on a highway because that's where most accidents happen. That is your number one, and I'm not going to read any of the comments because my time is up.